Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Leslie Gold with my pal, Valerie Smaldone. Now, we all know that things like overeating, drinking, smoking, all that can age us. It can even shorten our lives, can make us look lousy. But there are other factors, too, that we haven't even considered, actually. It came as a complete surprise to me. Anna Miller is the health and wellness reporter for U.S. News, U.S. News and World Report. The article is on usnews.com, and it's called Seven Surprising Things That Age You. And I have to say, Anna, it lives up to its title. I was really surprised by some of these. Okay. Welcome to the show.
It's hard to know always, you know, what surprises people who aren't thinking about this stuff all the time. So some of it was less of a surprise to me, but it's good to know that it was a surprise to you.
Okay. I hope we'll be able to hit all seven in the time that we have. I'm going to start, though, with number two. You talk about sleep. Well, you couch it as your bed, but you're really talking about sleep, which I know because I'm a big advocate of sleep, that sleep is huge for you, the proper amount of sleep. It enhances your creativity, your focus. It's excellent for your health. It can help regulate your weight. It certainly helps your disposition. But you said something I thought was impossible, that you can sleep too much.
That's true. It seems to be true. I think nobody denies how important sleep is, but there are some studies that do show that sleeping, you know, 8 or 9 hours or more every single night might actually be not so beneficial, and is actually linked to a shorter lifespan.
No kidding.
Same way that sleeping less than, you know, 7 or 6 can also shorten your lifespan. So there really does seem to be kind of a sweet spot for what how much sleep is ideal.
Well, now I always thought if you didn't have to get up, that your body would regulate you. You would sleep until your body no longer needed to sleep and get up, unless you were depressed, and then you might just stay in bed all day. But people can prolong their sleep beyond the level that they need it?
Well, I'm not sure if we know the exact link yet of why this is the case. It might be that people who need to sleep that long have some other underlying issue. So it might not be the sleep itself. If you're needing to sleep for that many hours a night, then maybe there's something else that needs to be looked into.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense. All right. Now, what about allergies? You wouldn't associate allergies with something that ages you, annoys you perhaps, but not ages you.
Right. Right. This one did surprise me. In this case, we're not talking about actually shortening your longevity, but actually changing the way you look and making you look a little bit older than you are. If you have some kind of a pet allergy or maybe a pollen allergy or something that makes you kind of itchy, affects the eyes, things like that, it might promote wrinkles or some darkening under the eyes itself, and then also your reaction to these allergies. So if it's itchy for you and you're constantly kind of scratching or rubbing at your eyes, that makes more sense of why this might kind of make that kind of older looking eye that we try to avoid.
Right. So you won't die earlier, but you'll look like you wish you did. Is that right?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, we can say that.
Okay. All right. And talking about looks, another thing you say, being too skinny, which again, I thought was almost impossible. You know, the adage, you can't be too rich or too thin. What is being too skinny do to you? And what is too skinny? How do you determine if you are?
Now that's a good question. And I think it depends on the individual, and you have to figure out with your doctor, kind of based on your body composition and your history. You know, you don't want to be losing weight, you want to be kind of maintaining, I guess, throughout life. And sometimes, you know, we do have that picture of the frail older person. Mm-hmm. And it is true that it might not be so healthy, because if an older person is, you know, falls or comes down with a sickness, they kind of need a little bit more reserved in their fat tissue to fight it off. And so not having that can actually be a problem.
Mm. We're talking to Anna Miller, who has written the article, Seven Surprising Things That Age You, which is in U.S. News and World Report, usnews.com. Now, this did not surprise me. This, I think, certainly not only makes you feel old, but can shorten your life, and that's retiring. But because for a lot of people, your entire purpose in life has been stripped from you, and it's hard to find something to replace that. But what if you don't have a choice? What if you were retired right out of your company and you're too old to get a new job and you're forced to retire.
Right, and I haven't found a link between, and maybe there is one, I just didn't look for it specifically, retiring and dying earlier, but it, actually the I'm talking more about the disengagement of your brain. So if you're used to, and there's a lot that could tie into that, you're right, with kind of having a purpose and the whole connection, social connection, which we can get to later. But in terms of, you know, if you're using your brain daily for many, many decades, and then all of a sudden you just go to the beach, the classic retirement ideal, your brain is going to not be as effective as it was when you were using it actively. So it really is kind of like your body, and the you lose it or you use it or lose it.
Well, you know what else? I think it also can tie into your sense of self. If you've been a productive, let's say even a highly productive person your whole life, type A, you know, lived for your job, it's not only what you do or what you did, it's who you are. And then that productivity, that focus is taken away from you. I think people can really feel lost.
Right, right. I think that's a piece that gets missed a lot when people are planning their retirement. So if you are retired and you're happy about it, then it's just making sure that you stay engaged in something that is satisfying to you.
Okay. Now, you talk about hearing loss, which between you and I and everybody listening, I could talk about all day long, because my husband is a rock musician his whole career.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he is half deaf. He calls it rock and roll deaf. And even though he has hearing aids, he refuses to wear them. Don't ask me why. It's a vanity thing. And so our conversations often go like this. How are you, Carmine? And his answer is Tuesday. So so talk to me about hearing loss and how it ages you.
Yeah, so hearing loss is something that is going to happen to most of us as we age, but it doesn't have to be as severe as we might make it in our younger years. So listening to your headphones all day, every day, really high volume is not helpful for your hearing, and that's going to make you lose it sooner and maybe more severely. So really trying to be mindful of how loud your music is. My expert said that kind of a good rule of thumb is to, if people around you can hear it, you know, if you're on the bus and you can hear the person next to you, you can hear their what's playing in their ears, then they're probably not doing the right thing.
Right. But the other thing is, after you do lose your hearing, you appear stupid, even though you may be very, you know, very intelligent person, because you, what happens in the beginning is you, those words you can't hear in a sentence or in a conversation, you fill in yourself with your own brain, and you often fill them in wrong. And therefore, you, just as I illustrated to you, how are you, and the answer is Tuesday, you'll answer a question
right.
that isn't asked, or you'll address something in the conversation that has already been said in another way.
Right,
and people
right,
just
right.
think, they don't really realize that you can't hear because you're engaged in the conversation, you're talking, you're not even talking that loudly, but
yeah.
you just appear stupid. Which is really sad.
Or aloof or something like that. Yeah, I definitely have examples. I could think of a people like that. And the other issue is that it can isolate you. I mean, when you're not involved in those conversations, you might not want to admit that it's because you can't hear, but you don't have that connection, which is another important thing
right.
to age healthfully.
Yeah, right. So protect your hearing. And if you've lost it, people, admit it and just get a hearing aid. You
yeah.
can't even see
there
them anymore. They're almost invisible. Okay. Loneliness. Also, you mentioned in your article, 7 surprising things that age you. Talk about that, Anna.
Yeah, so this is one of the most interesting things, I think. And loneliness is kind of defined differently than isolation. So someone like me who likes to be around a lot of people all the time, for me, I'll feel lonely with even with maybe a larger group than somebody who likes to have one close friend throughout their life. So whatever you define as not lonely is healthy for you and can help you age better. And not just because you have people around you to take you to the doctor, but because there do seem to be real things happening kind of at the cellular and DNA level with your immune system if you have that support system. And so, and another issue is if you are somebody who likes to have just a smaller group of friends, that problem there does come into when you are getting older. and your friends start to die. And then you can really, you accelerate the feeling of loneliness because it's happening all around you. So that's a tough one, I think.
Yeah, no, I witnessed that with my parents. My father died at 96 years old, and everybody that he was friendly with was long gone. You know, he didn't have one friend that was left alive. Now, he was okay because he made friends with younger people, but not everybody can do that. All right, well, we got through six of the seven. If you want to get the seventh, you need to go to the article, Seven Surprising Things That Age You. It's on usnews.com. Anna Miller, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back. I'm Leslie Gold on America Weekend. This is the Envision Radio Network.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.